Good evening.
Good evening, Robin.
Greeting you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ coming soon. How beautifully God created this earth, isn't it? We know that how wonderfully God created man. But there are more dead people in this world than living people. That's a reality. In the history of world, the man had failed in front of one thing. That is not in Olympics. That is not in war or any other activities. Then where did he fail? The man had failed in front of death, isn't it? Actually, the average lifespan of a human being on this earth is only 70 or 80. After that, we must live in this place. The Bible says that the man is like to vanity. His days are shadow that passeth away. No matter what caste or religion one belongs to, or what circumstances one was born and brought up, everyone will die one day. We cannot say no to death when it comes. A philosopher says like that, death is a clown without stage sense. No one can predict when death would happen. Man made many super specialty hospitals to prevent death. Many drugs were discovered. Many new technologies were introduced. But none of them have been able to overcome to death. Why does a person die? Or why does death occur? We can see the answer only in the Bible. We can look at Romans 5 verse 12. Romans 5 verse 12. It says that, therefore, as sin came into the world through one man, and death through the sin, and so death spread to all men because all men sinned. We can look at Romans 5 verse 17 as well. For it by one man's offense, death reigned by one. Here Bible says that death entered into man by the sin of one man. Then who is the person? Is that your neighbor or any other relatives? Who is the person? We can see the Romans 5 verse 14. Romans 5 verse 14. Nevertheless, death reigned from the time of Adam to the time of Moses, even over those who did no sin by breaking commandment, as did Adam, who is the pattern of the one to come. Here, it is clearly mentioned that because of Adam's sin, death passed unto all men. Does not come to us because the sin we have committed. The scripture make it clear that death came to mankind because of Adam, the forefather of human being. He committed sin. The men of all us born in Adam's race are sinners. The Bible says that wages of sin is death. One day someone asked to an evangelist that, how can I avoid dying? The evangelist replied like this, if only we had not been born, then we would not have died. Dear friend, if once you are born, you must die one day. We can look at Hebrews 9 verse 27. Hebrews 9 verse 27. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. Bible says that as it is appointed unto men once to die, it is impossible for a sinful man to save another sinful man from his sin and death. In the book of Job mentioned that where a sinful man belongs to. Job 24 verse 19, it says like that, drought and heat consume the snow water, so doth the grave those which have sinned. If the soul is separated from human body, the soul of a sinful person will transfer to Hades within seconds. If one die, the soul and spirit that will be moved from his body but the body will remain here. No one could save a man who has fallen into hell after his death. The Bible says that there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That means all are sinners and was doomed to hell. We can look at Psalms 49 verse 7. None of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. For the redemption of their soul is precious, and it ceaseth forever. In Old Testament says that, for the redemption of their soul is precious, and ceaseth forever. But 2000 years ago, someone came to save humanity by defeating sin and death. The man who has written about centuries ago by all the prophets, beginning with Moses, came in reality to save mankind from the transgression of Adam. He entered this earth, changing the curtain of time between BC and AD. The Savior who thus came for the salvation of mankind is the Lord Jesus Christ. In 1 Timothy 1 verse 15, mentioned like this: "This is faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners." If we read Matthew, we can understand that Jesus Christ was not born of man, but was born of the Holy Spirit through Virgin Mary. John 1 verse 13 says that he which were born not of blood, not of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but God. Jesus Christ was born without sin of Adam. Jesus Christ is the only one person who born without sin. Then why did Jesus Christ suffer and died? We can look at Isaiah 53 verse 6. It says like that, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all." Verse 10, "Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief." Yes, he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. John the Baptist looked at Jesus passing by, says, "Behold the Lamb of God, who taketh away the sin of the world." God laid our sin upon his begotten Son. So the Son suffered on the cross the hellish agony which we were to experience. He died on the cross as a substitute for us. Therefore, 1 Peter 2 verse 24 says that Jesus Christ himself bore our sin in his own body on the tree, that we have died to sin might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. But we know that, but the death that defeated humanity also captured Jesus Christ. It would be correct to say that he handed himself over to death. But death could not hold him. On the third day, he rose again, defeating the death. There where the death failed completely. We know that while the tomb of great man of this world remained closed still, only the tomb of our Lord Jesus Christ remained open. If we visited there, we will see a board with writings that he is not here, he has risen. The sin of those who believe in Lord Jesus Christ has been forgiven, and they have deliverance from eternal death. Bible says Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God remaining on him. I just want to deviate my topic into another incident. We know that there are two types of people who die in this world. First one is those who die with hope. Second is those who die without hope. Let's think about it in the light of the Bible verse. We can look at Luke chapter 23, verse 39. Luke chapter 23, verse 39. Luke chapter 23, verse 33 first and 39 as well. And when they were come to place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him and the malefactors on the right hand and other on the left. We can look at 39 as well. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, "If thou be Christ, save thyself and us." But the other answering rebuked him, saying, "Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due rewards of our deeds, but this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." And Jesus said unto him, "Verily I say unto you, thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise." We know that the Lord Jesus Christ was crucified between two thieves. The two thieves represent the two kind of people of the world. These two thieves were born in sin, lived in sin, now they are going to die. But the Lord Jesus Christ is crucified between two thieves. It's the Savior who came from heaven to this earth to atone for the sin of the people of the world. Our eternity is determined by how we believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's think about some specific things through this verse. Here, a thief is going to die on the cross, cursing and blaming others and unable to receive forgiveness of sin. The thief says, "If you are the Christ, save yourself and save us too." That means if you are the Savior, save yourself first. That means you demonstrate yourself first and save us too. He didn't believe in Jesus Christ, and here he is dying without hope. The thieves could not believe that Jesus Christ is a Savior who came from heaven, now dying on the cross for his sins. The thieves is dying here without hope, and his soul is going to eternal damnation. But the thieves, on the other hand, I'm not telling about the sides of the thieves. It's not mentioned in the Bible. One is not believe in Jesus Christ. But the thief on the other side of Jesus Christ says that we are being punished justly, but this man has done nothing wrong. The thief is confessing his sin here. We are suffering the punishment justly. That means we are sinners. We are now suffering the punishment that we deserve for what we have done. The thief not only admit that he is a sinner, but also he agreed that sinless state of Lord Jesus Christ. He has done nothing wrong. So the thief is believing and stating that the Lord Jesus Christ is sinless. The thief seeing Jesus Christ is not just as a person, more than that, a Savior who came from above to atone for his sin, which he believed and accepted here. We know that verse 42, he is requesting to Jesus, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." here he expressing his desire for his salvation. Only a sinless person could save the sinner. The thief is believing here that the man who is crucified with me is not just a person. He is the Savior. He is the King. He is the Messiah. He will come again and establish his kingdom. He can only save me from the punishment of sin. Only he has the power to give eternal life. Here he is calling to Jesus, Lord, Lord, remember me. Lord, remember me when you come into thy kingdom. He accepted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. Then Jesus replied to the thief, who believe in him, today you will be with me in paradise. This is the salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. Here, one of the thief dying here with hope and one dying without hope. One is going to eternal hellfire and one is going to paradise. Dear friend, do you have this blessed hope? Where will you spend your eternity? Either heaven or hell. There is no place apart from that. The Lord Jesus Christ loved you and came to this world, took your sin and died in your place. He rose again from the death, conquering death, and ascended into heaven and living for us today. He is always ready to save those who repented, those who repent. But he is coming soon to gather his beloved in heaven. Are you willing to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ? If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and accept him as your Savior and Lord, he is ready to remember you and accept you at that very moment. Today, you will be with me in paradise. Do you have this hope? If you die tonight, where will your eternity be? Just think about that. All you have in this world, or whoever loved you, is until your tomb. But the only good shepherd and lovely friend who can lead you unto heaven is the Lord Jesus Christ. If you believe in Lord Jesus Christ, you will have forgiveness of sin and hope of eternity. The love of God revealed on the cross of Calvary, saving the believing sinner and make him heir of paradise. But the Bible says, those who do not believe in Christ will go to eternal damnation. We can see that 2 Thessalonians 1 verse 7. It says that when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance of them that knowing not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to glorify in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because of our testimony among you was believed in that day. The religion you believed in, the ideologies you are following, the rituals you are performing, the charity and any other deeds you are performing will not save you. The only one way to salvation, that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you willing to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ? If you are willing, now is the time of favor. Now is the time of salvation. God says that I will set him in the safety for which he yearned. If you trust in the Lord and if you accepted Him as Lord and Savior in your heart, and follow His path, you will get eternal life. I wishing you that the Lord will help you with that. I would like to thank everyone who has listened to me, and I would like to conclude my words by expressing gratitude to those who have given me this opportunity. May the God bless us abundantly with these words. Brian, brother, will you close in prayer?
Father, we are grateful and we do thank you. Father, we thank you that in the face of death that we do have a hope, that we will be remembered. And Father, we praise you for the Savior that was sent to take our place, to bear our sin in His own body on a tree. And Father, we thank you for this time we've had tonight to consider it again, to look upon Him again. Father, we just pray that your word would go forth with power and accomplish the purpose for which you've sent it. And Father, we pray and we give you our thanks and praise in the name of our Lord Jesus the Christ.
Amen. Amen.